So in terms of your non-protocol approach, patients not eligible or can't go into a study, how do you approach these patients right now?
Well, if a patient has advanced disease with a large N2 neck or an N3 neck, or they have multiple lymph nodes positive, or they have a T4 tumor, or they have some combination that really gives them a lot of bulk disease, we would treat that patient with induction chemotherapy with TPF followed by chemoradiotherapy. And we would adjust the chemoradiotherapy on a, what we call a risk-based assessment. So if a patient has a complete response during the induction phase, we would give them carboplatinum and radiation. If they have a partial response, they have residual neck adenopathy, they have an incomplete response in the primary site, we would then give them carboplatinum, Taxol, and radiation. So we'd ramp up the intensity of the chemoradiotherapy and also the side effect profile for those patients we felt were at greater risk for recurrence.
Any situation where you throw in cetuximab?
Well, we would do that probably in a patient who had a progressive disease if they were off study, simply because that's such a bad prognosis that we're willing to do just about anything in that patient. And adding cetuximab in that situation is probably going to be somewhat helpful. There are a few patients that we saw in the TPF trial who had progressive disease to either PF or TPF in whom we added carboradiation and saw complete control. So chemoradiotherapy can rescue non-responders because it is a non-cross-resistant type of treatment. The taxanes particularly are more effective when a patient has failed chemotherapy up front. There's clear evidence in animal models that the resistance to a taxane in the upfront setting is not echoed by an increase in radiation resistance.
Young patient grabs you by the lapels, says, I'll pay for the therapy, doesn't matter, I want the best possible chance I have. Would you consider cetuximab?
I certainly would consider it.
Have you done it?
I've done it in patients who've had what I consider really poor responses. I wouldn't do it up front. It's not clear to me that it's actually necessary at this point. What I have done is we have done in the re-irradiation setting where, you know, you really want to throw the kitchen sink at these patients but kind of hold the toxicity as much as possible. We threw cetuximab in without qualm. No question at all. We thought it was worth doing it. Why not? These patients have terrible prognosis. So we gave them carboplatinum, Taxol, cetuximab, and re-irradiation for local regional control. And we have a few long-term survivors, so we thought that was a pretty reasonable treatment, but it's daunting. I mean, these people are quite ill during the therapy.